In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've all heard this saying, seeing is believing. And we might say it's a phrase that fits the story of Christ's resurrection in the Gospels perfectly. It fits even better the story of Thomas, doubting Thomas, who says later on the day of the resurrection that he won't believe that Christ is risen until he sees Jesus with his own eyes and touches Christ's wounds with his own hands. That's actually the gospel passage we'll hear in church next week. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there next Sunday when Mother Lavon preaches on this very passage. Me, I'll be in Aruba. No, I'll be here. Seeing may indeed be believing in many, many cases. That's why St. Thomas might justly be called the patron saint of just about all of us. We want to see in order to believe. Seeing may be believing, but it's not knowing. In fact, even knowing is not knowing. I don't say that as some sort of Easter Day Zen koan, but rather because knowing is a conflation of two separate experiences that in other languages are distinct. We use the same verb to know when we say, I know that 2 + 2 = 4, or I know Jim Garabedian from the umbrella shop. I know him. In French, those are two totally different verbs, savoir and connaître. And in German, they're two different verbs, wissen and kennen. The first means to know, as in, I know a certain fact. The second means to know, as in, I'm familiar with that person, or even, I have a relationship with that person. That distinction is central to the Easter passage in John's Gospel we heard this morning. John says of Mary Magdalene, as she stands in shock and despair at the empty tomb, not knowing what had become of Jesus' body, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. The same thing, by the way, happens to the disciples in Luke's gospel as they walk down the road to Emmaus with Jesus, not knowing who he is. Mary did not know, she did not understand what she was seeing, just as a toddler doesn't know that 2 + 2 = 4. Of course, she realizes who Jesus is very soon thereafter, after first assuming him to be the gardener, which I love. Are you the gardener? Oh no, you're the risen Christ. But why does Mary recognize Jesus after first taking him to be the gardener? Does Jesus adjust his clothing or alter his appearance or change his tone of voice so as to be more familiar to her? None of these. Mary recognizes Jesus when he calls her by name, when she realizes that she is known by him. Then, as soon as she recognizes Jesus for who he is, she says to him, Rabuni, teacher. She tells him, in essence, I have a relationship with you. I know who you are. Or more specifically, I know who you are to me. The message of Easter is usually understood to be the triumph of life over death through the resurrection of Jesus, who, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, is the first fruits of the resurrection of the dead, in which we ourselves shall all share in due course. And it is very much that. But this morning's gospel passage lets us know that Easter is also a reminder that we are known by God, and called by God into renewed relationship with our Creator. This relationship is permanent. We are never unknown by God. And that relationship continues through the ups and downs of this life and into the life to come. This is why we should ourselves strive to know, to understand, that God knows us and loves us without end. But life itself is filled with endings, isn't it? Some endings are welcome, but likely most are not. Often we want to grab hold of things and places and people and keep them with us just as they are right now. That too happens in the Easter story. As soon as Mary Magdalene recognizes Jesus, she apparently reaches out and grabs hold of him. And who among us wouldn't do the same thing? Because the next thing Jesus says to Mary is, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." Mary has lost Jesus once, and she doesn't want to lose him again. Jesus was alive. He would never die again, but he was not returning to the life that Mary and the other disciples had known and treasured in their hearts. If the death of Jesus was not a permanent end, the resurrection of Jesus was not a permanent return. It was a new beginning. And the disciples, Mary Magdalene and all the rest, well, not Judas, would go from being disciples to being apostles, those who were sent out into the world to share the love and teachings of Jesus. This is our great commission, our Easter calling as well, to give hope to all, just as the resurrection gave hope and joy to Mary Magdalene and the disciples and those that followed. Our Easter calling is to show those whom God has given to us in this life that they are known and loved. That can at times be as simple as calling someone by name, just as Jesus called Mary by name, and she knew who Jesus was. And perhaps just as importantly, she knew that she was known. Amen.